And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 3rd of April, 2015. It's the birthday of Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, after the end of the Revolution, named for George Washington, the great hero of the day. He was 19 years old when he started writing theater reviews under the pen name Jonathan Oldstyle. He wrote satires, some of them under the pen name Dietrich Knickerbocker, came out with a book by Knickerbocker called A History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End of the Dutch Dynasty, a satire, and in 1819 came out with a sketchbook that contained his two most famous stories, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. Washington Irving wrote a collection of sketches called Old Christmas, which revived some old English Christmas traditions and helped to promote the holiday in America. Charles Dickens gave Irving credit for much of the portrayal of the holiday in A Christmas Carol. It was Washington Irving who gave us Santa's flying sleigh. It was Washington Irving who gave New York City the nickname Gotham. And his pen name, Dietrich Knickerbocker, came to be applied to New Yorkers. They were called Knickerbockers, and that is where the New York Knicks basketball team got its name. The Pony Express began mail delivery on this day, 1860, between Sacramento and St. Joseph, Missouri. The couriers carrying a pouch of mail, newspapers, 1,800 miles in 10 days. It only lasted for a year, and then a telegraph line was completed between California and Missouri, and the horses found something else to do. It's the birthday of the San Francisco columnist Herb Cain, born Sacramento, 1916, whose column in the San Francisco Chronicle began in 1938 when he was 22, the year after the Golden Gate Bridge opened, and he kept writing 1,000 words a day, 6 days a week, for almost 60 years. It was the longest-running column in American history. It's the birthday of a writer whose children's books have sold more than 20 million copies, Sandra Keith Boynton, born to Quaker parents in Orange, New Jersey, 1953. She majored in English at Yale, became a designer of greeting cards. It was she who designed a happy birthday card with a hippopotamus, a bird, and two sheep on it that said, "Hippo, Birdie, Two Yous," which sold 10 million copies. Her children's books include Hippos Go Berserk, Chocolate, The Consuming Passion, and Philadelphia Chickens. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, The Blue Bowl. Like primitives, we buried the cat with his bowl. Barehanded, we scraped sand and gravel back into the hole. They fell with a hiss and thud on his side, on his long red fur, the white feathers between his toes, and his long, not to say aquiline, nose. We stood and brushed each other off. There are sorrows keener than these. Silent, the rest of the day we worked, ate, stared, and slept. It stormed all night. Now it clears, and a robin burbles from a dripping bush, like the neighbor who means well but always says the wrong thing. The Blue Bowl by Jane Kenyon from her collection Otherwise, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their Favorite Poem Project Florida invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.